We've already played, you know, the heavy hitters, like us. So now let's throw it to Jake and TC, who took their first swim into onstage ticket stock bitdom. Bob, while I'm writing my song during Christmas vacation and trying to hone it during Super Bowl week and all that kind of stuff, I know when I talked to Jake this past weekend when he was doing some Stars postgame with us, he said he was expecting his script at any point from TC. This is a bit last minute. Maybe in the future they'll get their stuff together a little more ahead of time.
Jake seems to be the opposite of uptight. I respect that.
Very, very laid back.
He doesn't seem too big worried
fan of
about
Jake.
Anything.
But in some duos, there's the laid-back guy and the more uptight guy, and then they work together, right? I feel like you and I have combined our certain strengths to do well over the years. Now you have Jake, who's very laid-back, and let's pair him with this. Look over there to your left.
There he is.
There's TC.
What says on
stage? If you want even less, I mean, Jake is the uptight one of the duo, is he not?
Well, he is.
And,
that's
and he's the most laid-back guy you know.
No doubt about it.
All right, well, here's Jake and TC with their parody of It's So Cold in the D.
Boy, is that fourth-level parody, isn't it? A parody of a parody.
We ready, fellas?
Totally.
You know, guys, a cold week in Dallas this week. But I can think of at least one place where it was a little bit colder. That's that Davidson household.
I call it the G.
Now, I know he said he made a mistake by getting married. But Julie Davidson, I think you're making a mistake by staying married.
It's so cold in the G. How the hell is Corby still married? He's drinking all the time. Over cussing all the time. It's so cold in the G. Why the hell is Julie still with Corby? So much Woodford Reserve driving back home over serve. He went to TCU and he got HD. So I can't see that he should probably call Paula Locksmith for that premium package if he wants to hang on to that hardline cabin. He's gonna settle this thing. It's a whiskey war. She says, what's next, Corby? Then he calls her a whore. Oh, he's at the bar. She's home alone, dreaming about LeVar Arrington and David Grohl. So cold in the tea. How the hell is Corby still married? Dude is drinking all the time. Overcutting all the time. It's so cold in the tea.
So did you guys make time rhyme with time there?
Brilliant.
That's true to T-Baby form.
So that's even another level, Bob, of comedy.
See, that's what I was saying. You parody a song
this
that
is deep.
No one's ever heard, then now you're playing with Inception level of mind-bending.
Now why the hell is Julie still with Corby? It smells like whiskey on his shirt. Driving back home over, sir.
Yeah, take a stock. That's what's up. I can tell you. Corby may hate the way the Lakers play, but there's at least one thing he hates worse. That's being woke up by 8:40 bed in the wee hours of the morning. And to tell you about that, here's my boy Top Cat.
Night is snake manner. Julie hears his phone ring. She wakes him up sternly, says, silence that thing. Corby checks the ID, sees the call is from work. He's just concerned, hope it's not about dirt. When he finds out it's me, Snake sounds bewildered. He chuckles once, then he specs the recorder. Hanging up on the call, Julie asks, who is it? This is the last straw of this marriage, I quit. 3 hours later, the situation's the same. Julie can't sleep, she just got in my hands. Just to the next day, he has his angry hat. Says, that's not the way life works, you idiot.
So cold in the deep.
Genius, I love that. That was a wonderful, did you just write that last weekend or what?
Oh, like on a Wednesday or something.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Were you guys looking at sheets of lyrics or did you have it all memorized?
No, I memorized. I was kind of, and you could tell there, I was shaky at a couple parts, so I tried to put it up there, but it kept falling off the stand. So
you know what I'm talking about. You're driving home thinking, how the hell is
this? I thought that was good. That little description of your prank.
It's a very underrated flow.
Thank you.
Nice.